joining us this afternoon, the executive director of the Humboldt County Convention. That was a dramatic pause. Humboldt County Convention and Visitors Bureau, Tony Smithers.
Hi, Brian. How are you?
You were a little concerned there, weren't you?
I thought you'd forgotten who I was.
Humboldt, fill in the blank, other counties. No, I wouldn't do that to you. Not without prior thought, at least. This afternoon, we'll spend a little bit of time talking about the airport. It's certainly a vital cog in a lot of the things that are going on around here as far as Tony's neck of the woods. Mm-hmm. Also, let's see, what was it? The Will Smith movie that was filmed.
After Earth.
When's that releasing?
I believe June, July, something like that.
Oh, we're way away from it then.
Right.
Never mind. I'll go watch Monsters instead then.
Okay.
We'll catch up on other stuff too when we come back.
At my bank, I feel at home. I'm Trish Greggie of the Journey's End, and my bank is Redwood Capital Bank.
At my bank, hometown banking isn't just something they say, it's how they do business. I'm Kevin McClendon of Georgia's Glass, and my bank is Redwood Capital Bank.
At my bank, we invest in the future of our community every single day. I'm Greg Foster, and my bank is Redwood Capital Bank.
Redwood Capital Bank, our interest is you. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Good afternoon, KINS, News and Information Time. It is 3:13. We're back to Talk Shop this afternoon with Tony Smithers. But before we do, our quote this afternoon comes from Lily Tomlin. Quote, 98% of the adults in this country are decent, hardworking, honest Americans. It's the other lousy 2% that get all the publicity. But then we elected them. Oh, boy. Yeah. Now, I could ask something like, have you had a chance to meet with the new congressman yet? But the timing might be a little soft.
Mm-hmm.
So let's go talk about the airport, shall we?
All right.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Anything exciting going? To me, the airport is probably indicative of a whole bunch of things in Humboldt County. Spent a fair amount of money to make it look snappy and shiny.
And to make it work.
And attractive, right. and. But it almost feels a little bit like waiting for Godot. What sense do you have from working with people who might be possible relocations here, people who are in the tourist industry that talk about infrastructure and the requirements? Is the airport an adequate airport for the needs of the tourist sector of the economy?
Oh, yes, it is. Because those needs are pretty basic. It's always a matter of how many bodies want to get into that space in any given amount of time, and then do you have the lift capacity? You know, do you have a number of carriers flying a number of planes that fit our airport, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And we've seen in the past that when the demand is there, then the capacity is increased to cover that.
What about the price elasticity or the market sensitivity, depending on which side you want to look at?
It all requires competition. It all starts with competition.
As it is now, do we get a lot of tourists flying into Humboldt County, or because of the, some call it onerous, price structure of flying from the Bay Area to here, do tourists not even consider that as
an
option?
I think that turns off a lot of people. We do know it happens. You know, anecdotally, our hotels say they had a couple that flew in from Los Angeles and rented a car, et cetera, et cetera. So we know it happens. But if you look just at the size of the rental fleet that we have at the airport, we know that it's not a huge part of the segment. And, you know, again, demand needs to drive the capacity.
Kind of a self-fulfilling prophecy. Mm-hmm.
It is, but you're right that the obstacle of the ticket price without competition is, it sort of puts an unfair or unrealistic damper over everything. It's just too much sticker shock.
When you get, well, yeah, if you can go to New York for the same price as Eureka, yeah, and probably one being easier to get to than us, yeah. When you do your studies, whether it's statewide or just at whatever level it might be, what's the price that airfare would have to be for a couple, let's say, out of LAX to fly here for that 3-day weekend? Is there any idea what that price point needs to be?
well, I can't tell you scientifically, but knee-jerk, from a gut feeling that when Horizon first came out with that direct-to-LA flight, and it was about $125, I think, that was a no-brainer. That was a great 3-day weekend price. And then, you know, the difficulty is that we have such a high value destination that for your money you're going to get great value in your lodging and in your dining and everything else. That if people would consider that, then the ticket price wouldn't be such a big issue. But unless someone's going to put that all together in one package and say here's the total price, then they are going to look at those pieces separately. And then the way technology is going and everyone's doing all the research on their smartphones, and there's so much price transparency going on, that's always going to be an issue now because the consumer is trained to look at price.
Individual elements,
yeah.
Not the whole.
Right, so we're seeing a sort of erosion in brand loyalty and all those things that we used to rely upon in marketing. It's all about price now and perceived value.
Well, certainly during challenging economic times.
Sure, yeah.
The price sensitivity will be there. Are there any markets, Tony, that have been similar to ours that have been able to get out from underneath the thumb of high pricing?
I think there's all kinds of examples out there that once you introduce some competition, then that magic formula happens. I believe Santa Rosa is one of them, and they're very happy now with at least SkyWest and Horizon flying out of there.
So we just got to get them to come a little further north.
Exactly.
Yeah. Well, I wonder if that would be one that, something to consider. KINS, News and Information Times 319. We'll be back with more from Tony Smithers.
Now a minute of sunshine for Humboldt. Nowadays it's cold outside, especially if you can't afford warm winter coats for your children. That's where Coats for the Cold comes in. This homegrown organization collects donated coats, cleans them, and distributes them to needy people. It began in 2008 when Robert Lone saw sharply reduced coat prices in a store, bought a batch, and donated them to the Eureka Rescue Mission. Beginning late in January, Coats for the Cold will give out over 1,000 coats in the county, now including southern communities. To donate a coat, new or lightly used, there are 50 Humboldt locations where you can drop it off this month. Find them on this website, coatsforthecold.org. That's coatsforthecold.org. Volunteers from Teen Challenge and other organizations will give out the coats to children. Your warm heart can keep them warm this winter. Sunshine for Humboldt is a nonprofit civic association dedicated to the people and places that make this a good place to live.
Good afternoon, KINS, News and Information Times, 324. We're back to Talk Shop this afternoon with Tony Smithers. Tony, the concept of the airport in any community, is it analogous to the roads and the road system? If you happen to be waterway system, is it just another transportation modality into and out of a community, or does an airport mean more when it comes to tourism?
Well, it can mean more. It's not just a brick and mortar proposition. It's almost like the place where you put your best foot forward. So you'll see a lot of airports do a better job than ours, actually, in terms of giving a taste of what the community is about when you go in there with exhibits and displays and interpretation and stuff, which I think it's always fun to talk about. But a bigger picture way of looking at that is what the actual airport is named. And so there's a lot of folks that are right now saying the Eureka Arcata Airport, which is neither in Eureka nor Arcata, possibly could be better named to serve our community, our region.
The Francis Drake. No?
I don't,
Sir Francis Drake?
I don't think that's in the...
Not going to happen? Didn't make the cut?
No. The case in point, actually, that I'm aware of is a rename they did of the airport that serves Yellowstone National Park. I think it was in Bozeman, Montana, or something like that. You know, one of those towns out there. So imagine changing the name from, you know, Bozeman Airport to Yellowstone Regional Airport. Now all of a sudden, people can connect the facility with a major attraction of worldwide interest. And
unless your kid's going to University of Montana, then you don't know where he's going.
Exactly. <Yeah. laughs> But the idea, and they saw a significant uptick in traffic after they did that. So the idea is that, well, why aren't we promoting the route, the Redwoods, when we name our airport and letting people know that there's a place you could fly to see the Redwoods?
Is this theory or is there a push for this one?
There's a push for it. There's an effort that's being led again by REDEC, and Don Ennis Buskey is taking the lead on it. And I think that the current thinking is to have a contest to see what the public comes up with in terms of ideas. And then whatever process that needs to be gone through with the FAA and whoever else is involved would be due diligence to all the pieces, and we would get it done. But if Yellowstone can do it, then so can we.
So it would be somehow connected, associated with the Redwoods.
That's the thinking. So, Redwood Coast Regional Airport or Airport of the Redwoods, there's...
How about Redwood National Park Airport?
Well, you put your contest entry and maybe you'll win something.
Yeah. As soon as they sell my name associated with it, either it would cause undue influence. Now anybody can go either way with that one, yes or no. But is Redwood National still the most underutilized national park in the system?
One of the very least utilized, yeah. In terms of the number of visitors per square mile of park.
Well, it's a pretty big footprint.
It's a big footprint, but it doesn't have a lot of public interaction to it. There's no front gate to it.
When you've talked about in the past tourist bucket lists, is it Redwood Tree that is the destination? Is it Redwood National Park that's the destination? Is it Humboldt Redwoods? What carries the most, was it gravitas? for tourists, or are they all interchangeable? And because we're so close,
well,
we see the distinctions.
There's probably some difference between different markets, but we do know that our national park system has incredible respect and admiration around the world. So the fact that we have Redwoods in a national park, sort of, it's like leather bucket seats. It's extra,
So that might be the one that carries the most weight, or would seem to at least.
Right.
Have the chance. Is it enough to overcome the price point?
No. No, we still need competition for that.
So, while a nice advantage, it isn't the cure-all.
It's not the cure-all, but the other, the recruiting effort is carrying on. We met our fundraising goals to have the revenue guarantee. So, that team is out there pitching and selling and trying to get that other carrier to come in here.
If the park was renamed, what would that mean to you?
If the park was renamed or the airport?
pardon me, the airport was renamed either park or something else for the community. Do you think we would see that spike?
Well, there's some low-hanging fruit out there. There's people who want to see the Redwoods and just don't realize that they could fly right to them. And once that is made known to them, as I say, a certain percentage of people are just going to do it.
I was thinking it might also help to avoid confusion. The big trees, or is it sequoias? Is it redwood? Is it ancient? Is it this? Is it that? There are so many variables, as you know. Would that provide kind of like a central point for everybody to then spring forth from?
I don't know. Could we possibly steal some thunder from the sequoias because we are the recognized place to fly in and see the Redwoods? Maybe.
Well, that's not much of an answer. Very short. Do most understand the difference between a sequoia and a redwood?
No. California Redwoods, though, is a very recognized brand, and that's the brand that we're out there pushing and promoting every day.
It's 3:30.
Santa's been to Palco Pharmacy with a full bag overflowing with great ideas. For Christmas season entertaining, you'll find seasonal dishes and glassware for a wonderful festive event. There's some dancing mice and fun figurines that seem to have captured the essence of Christmas joy and fun. And don't forget those very special Christmas cards for loved ones and family members. Those are also available for you. Santa's been there, and now it's your turn to go to Palco Pharmacy in the Scotia Shopping Center, your center for pharmacy and gift ideas this Christmas.
Good afternoon, KINS News and Information Time. It's 3:36. We're back to Talk Shop this afternoon with Tony Smithers from the Humboldt County Convention and Visitors Bureau. See, I got it all out in one breath that time.
Yay.
Yeah. The concept of having the airport renamed, Tony, I would think would be pretty darn exciting. Is it getting momentum?
Yes, it is. It is. It is, and it's quite exciting. I think people are getting, you know, a lot of people are talking lately about, you know, the Humboldt brand. You know, what is our brand? Last year, Andrew Davis came in and talked to us about it. Everyone who's in any way a steward of that brand, we're starting to talk together and see what we have in common. And so this kind of fits right in that. What do we call our airport? And maybe that's what we call ourselves. You know, what expectations do you create in the consumer's mind just by the name of the place?
Well, you know, if it's Pam's Bistro, it better not be a sewing center. I mean, the name is the overture for everything.
Exactly.
So that would open up some interesting things. Redwood Highway, for example. Now, isn't there a Redwood Highway south of San Francisco?
No, actually.
What do they call it? It's
El Camino Real, south of San Francisco.
Okay, and it's north of the Bay Bridge.
Right,
Golden Gate Bridge, right. Rather. So is there any truth to labeling?
Well, labels have a shelf life. I think the Redwood Highway, in its heyday, when the bridge was opened and the Redwood Empire Association was formed, and it was all boosterism for everything north of the bridge. And, you know, if you look back at some of the old maps and guides, and yeah, the Redwood Highway was quite a romantic notion at the time. You'd jump in your car and go have an adventure.
That'd be when Santa Rosa was 25,000 people.
Yeah.
Yeah. So is this, obviously you don't want to be changing your airport names on a regular basis.
Mm-mm.
Pretty major, pretty significant thing. How long does it take to get something like that through?
Whatever it takes is worth it.
Is it a six-monther or is it a number of years? I mean, I have no idea.
Dealing with federal agencies, I don't think you can guess easily. But
that could be the next 20, 25 years, huh?
Yeah, you know, if is your delegation behind it, that you can go and bend the right ears in Washington, et cetera, et cetera.
Is it a full-on campaign like that? It's not just a matter of the county public works going, okay.
Well, I don't know. So when you have Mr. Ennis Buskey on, you can ask him that.
I was thinking more Mattson. Go to the top.
All right.
At least Tom knows when to duck when I'm asking a question. Huh? So if this is part of branding for Humboldt County, what other opportunities do you see that are out there? Low-hanging fruit, as your description is, to do either reinforcement or maybe run parallel to something like this.
Mm-hmm. Well, you ask at a very interesting time because, you know, as you know, the Humboldt Tourism Business Improvement District launched in July, which is an assessment on hotel rooms and has been collecting that assessment. And meanwhile, trying to figure out what to do with it. So a lot of plans are being kicked around right now. A lot of ideas are being looked at. It's kind of, you know, everything's on the table right now. We know we don't want to do more of the same old thing unless it was really successful. We want bold new ideas. At the same time, we're in an environment where the media is changing rapidly, and every day print has less value. Every day, even broadcast has less value relative to social media and online, yet no one seems to really be able to get their head around those. So,
oh, you missed today's story then out of the Consumer Electronics Show.
Oh?
Yeah. Sprint. Apple. one of the two is going to have an FM receiver built into the smartphone.
Cool.
Yeah, I thought it was pretty good news.
Yeah. Well, there you go.
Yeah. Portability. It's radio strength, right?
So in terms of what is going to be done to reinforce, well, the resources are there. There is marketing budget, you know, with the city of Eureka's contribution and the county of Humboldt and the Humboldt Lodging Alliance. We're going to have over $1 million of marketing funds to dispose of.
Now, is that going to be put together in a homogenous single entity
thing? Yes. That's a consolidated marketing plan. And then the Lodging Alliance has other funds beyond that they can spend on other stuff as well. So
if the airport is part of it, I would imagine the temptation is either to spend it all, splash, or go very, very, very cautiously.
So far, it's been cautious. We have not splashed anything out there yet. No.
Because the dollars are so unfamiliar, you don't want to blow it?
Well, because we already had a basic marketing program in place with the existing budget. So we're in Sunset Magazine, we're doing shows, we're doing this, we're doing that. So we don't have to reinvent any wheels all of a sudden. It really is an opportunity to look at what we're not doing, what markets we're not reaching, what messages we're not sending that we need to start doing. And to help us doing that, we're looking at working with a marketing agency for the first time. You know, the Bureau is an agency, but we need to actually have a bigger, a higher outside agency to help us now.
Hired gun.
Yeah.
Yeah. I seem to recall a long time ago that the concept was to get people to Humboldt County. Considering the size of that budget, considering our discussions about the airport and the sticker shock, any thought to just a simple buy down of what the prices are for people flying to Humboldt County and get them here, you know, boots on the ground, so to speak?
Well, there hasn't been any thought of that, not that I've heard. But as I said, everything's on the table.
Okay. So we'll see if I stunned or amazed or some combination thereof.
We're just shaking our heads, sadly.
Oh, no. There he goes again. KINS, News and Information Time. It's 3:43. We'll be back with more from Tony Smithers.
Sacred Heart Church invites you to join us every Sunday for our liturgical celebrations. Saturday, 4 p.m. Confessions. 5 p.m. Sunday's Vigil Mass. 7 p.m. Spanish Mass, and on Sundays, 9:30 Morning Mass and 12:30 Spanish Mass. Come and celebrate with us.
Good afternoon, KINS, News and Information Times, 3:45. We're back talking shop this afternoon with Tony Smithers from the Visitors Bureau. Tony, what's new that's out there for the first quarter? Anything got your attention?
Well, there's a few fun things happening. The new trail that the city of Eureka has opened down along the Elk River Slough, you access it from, there's a couple of roads, Hilficker, or the new trailhead right behind Seamus D. Bones there at the waterfront, behind the Bayshore Inn. Is a wonderful waterfront asset. It's a beautiful paved path, water views, wildlife.
Is it safe?
It's totally safe. It's beautiful. The city's done a fantastic job, and so we're looking forward to promoting that to the public to go out and enjoy.
Is the parking lot paved there so that you can park and not lose your vehicle?
No, it's all great. There's, you know, picnic benches, bathrooms, everything. It's great.
You sounded like there was more than just one thing, though.
Well, we're always looking at stuff.
Did I get you that easy?
I should have brought Richard with me. He's got his finger on the pulse better. But
okay.
we do know we're still trying to figure out how to help the Old Town Carriage Company stay in business, because Marty wants to retire and he hasn't got a buyer. We're trying to figure out some model for that, because we really feel it's a important asset to Old Town to have that carriage.
I would think with the amount of folks like coming out of Humboldt State that there might be somebody new that would be interested in that kind of thing.
Yeah, who likes horses and history.
A history major.
Yeah.
Of course, there's probably not too many history majors that like horses. I mean, the two might be at, at crosshairs, so to speak. But I would think. But that's a pretty tough job, isn't it?
It takes a lot of commitment, yeah. But, it's so much part of the flavor of what we have in Old Town that it'd be a shame to lose him again.
When you look at districts, whether it's Old Town, Plaza, take your pick, you know, Ferndale, Fortuna's got their areas too. Do you look at the types of businesses that should be plugged in or that you perceive have opportunity to be plugged in and then try to go and find it? I mean, I'm thinking, you know, we can use the carriage company, certainly. You can use Madigat, certainly. Is that what you look for, is to try to assist or enable or connect folks together?
I think that's a really great Chamber of Commerce kind of role, which we don't really operate as a Chamber of Commerce, though we certainly interact with them a lot. So, yeah, we've passed a few ideas along. You know, for instance, if you go to Old Town Sacramento, which is a classic example of a touristy but successful historic district, you know, what have they got? And they have so many more sort of historically based or oriented businesses going on, whether it's the photo studio with props or the old candy store or the old tobacconist.
Bar.
That gives you that sort of feel, whereas we pretty much have a straight retail selection in most of
our... Now, we've got a lot of those, except they're hidden behind other uses.
Sometimes, yeah.
Merle was in yesterday, Harpham, the police chief, and we were talking about Jimmy Dunn's. I mean, old waterfront Irish bar in Old Town. What could be better? Well, having it open, of course. things like that. Is that... part of what you guys are trying to do is to make those connections, or if somebody has inquiry to possibly suggest, well, you might consider this town, or kind of on the fringes of economic development?
Well, yeah, we've played that role. We don't actively seek it out, but I feel that it's just a matter of critical mass, that when enough business is out there, then people become looking and knocking when they see opportunity, and then we'll be ready to step in and help.
Got another renaming opportunity for you.
Oh.
Who was Newton B. Drury? And why would anybody want to take the exit to see that? Right? Instead of Elk Prairie, things of that nature.
Well, Newton B. Drury was a very important person in the early formation of the Save the Redwoods League.
But does anybody who's a tourist care about that stuff?
On some of our maps, we call that the Redwood Parkway.
Oh. Redwood Park Parkway?
It's just Redwood Parkway.
Redwood Parkway. Okay.
There you go.
Well, step at a time, right? You alluded to it. Step at a time.
All right.
Thanks for coming by.
My pleasure.
Don't step in it.
See you next time.
Okay. We've been talking shop this afternoon with Tony Smithers. Join us tomorrow afternoon for more Talk Shop. Till then, go out and make it a good day. Hug somebody you love. See you tomorrow.